She originally said Tuesday or Wednesday.
All right, this morning.
I was up all night, so I spent all night studying. So we're going to study what I studied. And it's called, the word that's used all the time for it is patience. And so that's the beginning. Let's start. Go to Luke 3. No, it's Luke 8. Excuse me.
What?
Luke chapter. No, go first to Lamentations. Lamentations chapter 3. That's the only verse I didn't check. Okay, Luke 8.
Patiently waiting for you to get it together.
What?
We're patiently waiting for you to get it together.
You'll have to wait a long time. I haven't had it together since I became a believer. Luke 8. Well, that won't work. I was in Luke 6. We won't spend this much time on all the others, but this one's important. Luke chapter 8. We might spend the whole morning on this one. Start in verse 4. And when much people were gathered together, and we're come to him.
Wait a minute. Are you in Luke 4?
No, Luke 8, Luke verse 8, 4.
Okay.
Yeah, Luke 8, verse 4. And when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake by a parable. A sower went out to sow. Sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it, and some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because of its lack of moisture. And some fell upon thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And others fell on good ground and sprang up and have fruit a hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." Now this is, to me, probably the singular most important parable in the Bible. Some fell by the wayside. Now, the reason this is different, they sowed differently. They did it by hand. They had the seed in a sack, and they grabbed the seed out of the sack in their hand and sprung it around. They didn't have nice little rows of stuff. But so you can understand why some fell on good ground, some fell on stones, some fell where there wasn't any water. And so this is a parable about us. And which of these do you fall into? In verse 9, and his disciples asked him, saying, "What might this parable be?" And he said, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Now, the point of this, he doesn't want them to hear. And he doesn't want them to understand if they're just interested in it because they sowed some seed or they have some memory of some Bible verse. That's important. Now, the parable is this. The seed is the word of God, or actually it's the sperma of God. Remember we've studied that? Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the evil one, or the devil, and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should be believed and be saved. In other words, you can't be saved by the flesh. You can't accept Jesus as your personal Savior and think you're going to go anywhere. It's a wholly different animal, and it costs you your life. If you're not ready to give up your life, or haven't already given it up, you're a fool. Amen?
Amen.
They in the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, which for a while believeth, and in time of temptation or testing, they fall away. Now, how many times have we seen this? Oh, this is wonderful, I'll never leave. Bye-bye. Anybody that says that, hi.
They're announcing
the opposite of what they think they're announcing. And they which fell among the thorns, now this is the one that you need to hear, and hear with an inner ear. And that which fell among the thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with the cares of riches and the pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. The stony ground, those that fall by the wayside. Now let's see what the good is. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bringeth forth fruit with, and the word there is patience, but it really is the word endurance. And that's the main thing we're looking at today in the Bible, is in the King James Version, it's patience, this word, which is, I don't feel like trying to pronounce it. I always make myself a fool. But it's gone. Oh, it'll catch up with us. And they which fell among thorns are they, when they hear, have heard, go forth and are choked with cares of this riches and the pleasures of life, and bring forth no fruit to perfection. But they which are on good ground are they which in an honest and good heart heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with what? With endurance. You know what? Let's go to Matthew's version of this. I don't like that version. Let's go to Matthew 13.
If you wish.
Hmm?
I couldn't hear which Matthew you said.
Matthew 13. You could sit over here or you could hear me better.
You just speak up, I can hear you better.
How come nobody ever sits with me?
They don't want to be hit when the lightning will hit you.
He's just talking to his disciples in verse 16. No, let's go up to... let's start in verse 11. What, 10? Excuse me, Pete.
All right.
And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall it be taken away, even that which he hath. Therefore speak to them in parables. I speak to them in parables, because they seeing, see not. In hearing, they hear not. Neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, By hearing you shall hear, and shall not understand. And seeing you shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Now he's saying, that ain't going to happen. You can't have it. You can't have it that way. And with further explanation. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear, and have not heard them. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom, and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. Now again, it's not talking about your heart, it's talking about your mind. You try to understand the word of God with your mind, and it can't be done. Anybody believe that? Or anybody believe that?
Yeah.
Where did I just stop? I'm sorry.
19, you're on 20 now.
Yeah, okay. And he that received the seed into stony places, the same is like he that heareth the word, and soon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but endureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arise because of the word, by and by he is offended. Anybody been offended lately?
They actually mean offended there. This is a context for offended. Just insulted or pissed off or not like what you hear? What?
No, you, most of the time you change what you hear. But you change it into something that you can understand with your mind. There's no escape. You cannot hear or understand or see the mysteries of the kingdom of God unless you've fallen into the ground and died and were buried. That's your baptism. You think you can hear and see. All you have to do is turn on the television and listen to these preachers. They've seen nothing, and yet they've got millions of followers, supposedly. All right. And he also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. Now, this is why, as a disciple, you must come out of the world system. You're in the world. You know, everybody says in the world, but not of the world. Well, there's a time when you got to leave the world. Amen.
What do you mean by leave the world?
That you've totally lost interest in the world.
And do what? Go home and sit down, or what?
Well, the answer is obvious. It's a common answer in the world, even in the pagan world. If you have faith, then you live by faith alone.
Doesn't answer the question.
It does. It's the only answer.
So you can. Where do you live by faith?
Wherever you come to, wherever you land in.
Huh?
It's no longer your business.
So wherever you are, you live by faith.
Well, maybe, maybe not. For me, it had to be a total explosion, and I left the world and everything I knew in it. Now, I'm not saying everybody has to do that, but I'm saying there has to be a totally, at least a subtle unentanglement with the world system. You have to see there's nothing in the world that's a friend of God. So if you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God. And so that takes time. It took Moses 100 years. It took Isaac 3 minutes. It took Jacob. Well, no, it took. And I said that wrong. But anyway, you know what I'm saying. But if you think you've seen, and I mean, this is the test of discipleship. Then on to 16. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see, and have not seen them, and hear the things which you hear, and have not heard them. Now hear now, or hear ye the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom, and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heard the word, and soon with joy receiveth it, yet hath he not root in himself. But he endureth for a while, for when tribulation and persecution arise because of the word, by and by he's offended. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But he that received the seed into good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some hundredfold, some sixtyfold, and some 30. That hasn't changed. It's still the system that's going on. And this is why, if you're still, I've said a million times, maybe less than that, maybe 10,000 times, that if you feel you have to be in the world for some reason, then don't justify it. You must say, Father, I don't know what else to do. And let Him, it always has to go back on Him, every aspect of your life. Is that understood a little bit? Now, what we're studying is this word, patience. And patience, and this is one of the few times that I disagree with the King James Version in terms of the word, because patience is a, in English, you know, I mean, back in the King James time, this was the right word, but in English, patient means you wait. But patience here means that it's more than you just wait. You endure everything for your sake. There's nothing that can happen to you. And even when you think, you know, as I've told you often, that terrible time when I'm lying on the bathroom floor full of my own vomit and feces and everything, I'm just in a pain that if I had a gun, I would have shot myself without question. And then I heard a voice. It came out of me somewhere, and it said, Father, forgive me for wanting to be delivered from pain. Now, that was a monumental experiment of time in my life. Remember, it happened shortly after my nose, the balloon on my nose. Or maybe it happened when they did the surgery, I forgot. But anyway, I mean, I was in 10,000 times more pain then than I am now. But yet He remained faithful. And that's... And I tried everything I could think of to get out of the pain. I mean, there wasn't any righteousness in my part. But this word, patience, most of the time in the Bible, it should be translated in King James as endurance. Patience has a different connotation now, means you. But here it's the word endurance, which is a lot more. And we're already out of time. Let's look at one. Go to Luke 8. Did we read this one?
Yeah, we read this
one. Then go to Luke 21. This week it started anywhere here, but verse 10. Then said He unto them, Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdoms against kingdoms. Great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, in famines, in pestilence, in fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, being brought before kings, rulers, for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle therefore in your hearts to meditate before what you shall answer.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
When do I get my new glasses? When do I get glasses?
My new glasses? Sure.
Hmm?
I don't know yet.
Okay. Verse 12 again. But before all these, they shall lay hands on you and persecute you, delivering you into the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what you shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And you shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinfolk and friends, and some of you shall lay cause to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not a hair of your head perish in your, except by him, is the implication. In your patience possess you your souls. And when you shall see Jerusalem surrounded with armies, then know that the destruction, the desolation is nigh. Well, that's enough. Let's stop there. Now, this all happened right before A.D. 70. The Christians were warned by, I think it was James the Lesser. He was the priest and for the or the head of the church in Jerusalem. And he got a word and said, flee. And essentially, as far as history knows, all the believers in Christ, the disciples of Christ, left Jerusalem and its surrounding areas and went up to Antioch, which is in Syria. Well, now it's in Lebanon. But that's where the major church then was established, because there wasn't one disciple or follower of Christ that got killed in that 70 AD thing because of that warning. But that was terrible in terms of the destruction and the number of people that died. But the next one is going to be 100,000 times more terrible. If you believe the scriptures. And as I've told you many times, and I still believe it, I think this is going to happen in my lifetime. And I'm pretty old. We're going to study this word that's translated most of the time. It's patience. And to me, the better translation is not patience, it's endurance. Because patience in English now, it means different than it did then. All right? Any response to anybody?
I don't know. What does game say mean?
Oppose.
Oppose?
Yeah, it sounds like it would mean something. You're gaining something by saying something. Yeah, you're gaining persecution.
Yeah.
All right.
I have a parable for patience.
All right.
I was walking home the other day, and I was thinking after Bible study about the scripture, it's God who works in both to will and to do according to his pleasure. And that's always been a fascinating scripture to me. And I was thinking about it as I walked home, and I got close to my house, and I looked, and there was my big tree in my front yard. And the tree spoke to me that it is God who works in you both to will and to do according to his good pleasure and his good time. Because I hear that, and I want something right away, you know. I want to feel it, see it, understand it, grab it. But the tree says, patience, wait. It is God who is working in you in his good time to produce his good pleasure. And my injunction is to enter into the rest and believe. Just like a tree. What does it do? It sits there and worships God all day.
Well, again, I totally agree, and that's why the different prophets reveal this to us, because as we said, off with Moses, it took him 100 years to hear, really.
Yeah.
Isaac, it was instantaneous.
That's what I was thinking when you said that.
Jacob had to fight, and it was a struggle.
I think you meant Abraham instead of Moses at the first.
Oh, Moses, I'm sorry.
Abraham,
Moses, and Jesus. Anyway, I'm losing it here, so I better shut up. I'm not doing too well. Take it, big guy.